This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Good day. This is Good Day's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to examine what's going on the American farm as we get into the season. Strawberries are plentiful. Hopefully they are as luscious where you are as they are where I am. A great season for New England strawberries anyway, not to be confused with the hothouse strawberries and the ones that grow on the West Coast that get shipped in and here and there everywhere. This is the time of year when we appreciate what's locally grown. This program is aimed at helping those people who have family farms, those who want to deal and solve the problems that the smaller farmer has in America, thanks to all kinds of input from the bad guys. I say that not even lovingly. The government's a bad guy, as far as I'm concerned, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time. And so we have to fight that. You have to fight Big Ag and all of those things that many people don't pay much attention to. They just want to know where they can get some good food. The locavore movement is an important part of the discussion on this program. And as such, we get into various fields that require a little more explanation sometimes for the average person who doesn't have any farm background, who's listening to this program, is interested in getting good food or hearing stories about how good food is raised and procured. So normally at the end of this hour, I do a commentary. But before we meet Lindley Dixon, who's going to spend most of the hour with us talking about her experience on the Adobe House farm, I'm going to give you a commentary based on the realities of vegetarianism and veganism. Two terms kind of like organic that are tossed around and people don't really understand what they mean. When I say I don't eat meat, people say to me, I don't eat meat and I don't eat poultry. People say, well, you're a vegetarian? And I'd say, no, I'll have a little fish here and there. But I thought for a moment or two we ought to concentrate on this. I think it may lead us well into our discussion with Lindley Dixon, as a matter of fact, as we get into that. This is sort of what I've got in front of me are a number of studies showing that plant-based diets increase your body's metabolism. It causes your body to burn calories 16% faster than the body would if you were eating a lot of meat. This is especially the first couple of hours after you have a meal. Number of researchers in these papers I'm looking at argue that while the human body is capable of digesting meat, our bodies are actually designed to be herbivores. For example, the human molars are similar to those of an herbivore. They're flat and they're blunt, which makes them good for grinding, not gnashing and tearing, which is what you got to do if you're eating meat. Vegetarianism in India has, if I look at the lives of the people in India, there are more vegetarians there than any other country in the world. As a matter of fact, vegetarianism goes back to ancient India. 70% of the world's vegetarians are Indians, and there are more vegetarians in India than any other country in the world. But more and more Americans, more and more English. As a matter of fact, the first vegetarian society was formed in England in the 1840s. The goal was to teach people that it's possible to be healthy and not eat meat. And then you fast forward to a couple of years ago where Los Angeles city councilors approved a resolution that all Mondays in the City of Angels would be meatless. Kind of reminds me of what the Catholic Church did on Friday, right? When you were a kid, didn't you eat fish on Friday because that was the rule? This is a part, though, with what the Angelenes did, part of an international campaign to reduce the consumption of meat for environmental reasons, health reasons. I'm all for cutting down on the meat because I don't think it's good for you. That's my own bias. I happen to be a dairy farmer, frankly, and I don't eat my friends, the cows are my friends. But for those who say this is environmental, as the water that's consumed by cows becomes an issue. But these people who talk about methane gas are just so wrong. They have their head up the same place where the methane gas comes from. It does not, there is no harm come. Actually, the excrement from a cow is very good for the photosynthetic process, which is what creates the oxygen that we all eat. But so many people who are politically correct don't want to stand up to the discussion of what happens with cows and their methane gas because they don't know. I happen to know. That's why I'm happy to tell you that don't be misled by people telling you what comes out of the back end of a cow is bad. I mean, methane gas is not great for any of us, but there's more benefit to the poop and the microbes that come out of the poop from the digestive process in a cow as it affects the green. The green in the grass, the green in the trees, the green around us, which gives us oxygen. So I can argue on the other side if you would like to do that. But anyway, back to the vegetarian diet for another moment, and then we're going to meet Lindley Dixon. About 20,000 pounds of potatoes can be grown on 1 acre of land, comparatively 165 pounds of beef produced on that land. And so that's the argument some people put forth for being a vegetarian. I don't. I think if you want to be healthy, you stay away from meat products. I'm a dairy farmer, so I love dairy. And you know, does that mean that if I weren't a dairy farmer, I wouldn't like dairy? No, I just have to be lactose intolerant, so I drink the raw milk that comes out of my cows. And that's something a lot of people don't consider, but they don't even know. A lot of people who are looking for really good, healthy milk, they think, oh, it's got to be processed, got to be pasteurized. Nonsense. Good, healthy, raw milk is much better for you than anything that gets processed in a big factory plant. But just sort of to wrap this up, there are a lot of people who want us to be vegetarians because they don't want us to eat meat because it's bad for the environment. I want you to be a vegetarian if you feel like it's a better way for you to live, eating fruits and nuts and seeds and other plant material that is harvested and doesn't kill the plant. These plants live on to produce some more. A lot of people have a big problem with plants that only grow one season. Now, that's another issue. But I think you can go too far on some of these things. And I wanted you to get, in my mind, what the relevant differences were between vegans and vegetarianism. And I hope I've explained it fairly well. I want to put aside a few moments for important announcements, and then we're going to meet Lindley Dixon and listen to a fascinating story about food production. The farm, I read an article that she was responsible for, focusing on farmers and the wonderful things that they do, but they don't make any money. Because America doesn't value good food. We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Days, American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are anti-establishment candidates a positive sign? I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and it's your country. The spectator sport known as the political season is in high gear and more intense than ever before. We saw the slow-motion collapse of the Democratic Party this decade with the loss of hundreds of state and national political offices. Now we may be watching the fast-motion collapse of the Republican Party, with anti-establishment candidates gathering the vast majority of presidential primary votes. Nearly 70% of the country thinks America is heading in the wrong direction. Our economic recovery is the slowest on record, with 1 in 5 Americans on food stamps and 1 in 3 on welfare. Who can blame the voters for being upset? Maybe the trouble in both political parties is a positive sign. Americans are searching for alternative ideas and leaders and are willing to take chances with outsiders. I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and remember, it's your country.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. and the patented fill stays put, you'll like it and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Golbon Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Golbon has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Golbon with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
All right, we have 17 after the hour. This is the Good Day American Family Farmer. Let's welcome Lindley Dixon, who runs a farm in Durango, California. You also have, I think you run the farmer's market there as well. Is that true, Lindley?
It is, but it's Durango, Colorado.
What'd I say?
California.
I knew better. Yes, exactly. Well, I happen to have known Harry Carey Jr. lived and had a farm in Durango. Did you ever know him? Do you know who he is?
I don't, but I'm new to the area, only about 6 years here.
Well, at some point in time, I won't do it with you now, but you on your own can Google Harry Carey Jr., and you will be fascinated with his story.
All right, will do.
He was a very well-known actor who settled on a farm in Durango about 20 years ago. He passed away last year, but very interesting character. All right, meanwhile, let's get to the heart of the matter, why I invited you to come on the program. You wrote something that I saw in a couple of different publications, and that's why I thought it was important for you to come on here. And basically what you've said is what I've been preaching pretty almost word for word over the years that I've been a farmer. One of the primary things that I'd like us to focus on, because we're going to have about a half hour to dig around a half a dozen of these things, the government's agricultural subsidy program and how it screws the small farmer, the family farmer that you and I value, and helps people who don't need help, or helps entities, companies that don't need help. And it goes back to the 20s after the Dust Bowl, when the government was trying to help subsidize farmers, and this program has grown into an atrocity that is, if people understand it, and that's why I want you to explain it, people understand how these large-scale operations don't need help, but yet they get it because they can, and they use the money that they get out of the government to pay congressmen through campaign contributions. It's like a vicious cycle of the same money. They bribe these guys to get more money for them instead of having it go to the people who don't have the money to bribe congressmen in the first place. And that's people like you and me who have a small family farm. Yeah, there are some programs, federal programs, that we can use, but it would be so much better if we had USDA programs that were equally administered instead of the outrageous amount of money that's going to these big companies that don't deserve it, don't need it, but sure happy to have it at the cost of millions and millions of dollars to us as farmers and also to taxpayers. So we'll start with that, and then we'll go through a number of things that can hopefully help us as ideas continue to abound to save the family farm, even though when you look around at all of the things like the Food Safety Enhancement Act. Man, what a disaster that is as well. 21 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
This
is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now we're into 23 at the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen from Good Day with Lindley Dixon, who has a master's degree in plant, soil, and science, farmer at Adobe House Farm in Durango, Colorado. So I want to learn more about your operation. You describe in one of the articles that I read as a small acre vegetable farm. How'd you get started doing this?
That's interesting because I grew up in the middle of the city of Baltimore, and for some reason, and you know, I had never been exposed to farming from my family. I don't even know the closest farmer in my family might have been my great grandfather or something like that. I never got to meet them, but I just had it in me, and I feel like a lot of farmers are born farmers, and so I had to seek it out. And that started by just kind of knocking on my neighbor's doors and asking for all their compost scraps. And had a small garden growing up, worked on some farms during the summers, studied agriculture, studied organic farming for a master's degree, and then plant pathology for a PhD. So I figured if I was going to grow vegetables organically, I wanted to learn how to combat diseases organically. But, you know, usually, historically, a family farm has been passed down for generations, and I had to seek out land, and still do not own my own farmland, but I am a farmer. So I came about it in a different way.
All right. So this, when you say small acre, how big is your farm? Let's describe the farm itself and what you grow.
It's varied. We've been about as big as three and a half acres, and then last year we decided to cut back a little bit. And not hire too many people because I work for the Cornucopia Institute just to have another salary to make sure that we could make ends meet in the community that we live in.
The Cornucopia, by the way, is an organization that looks at food policy and is quite influential in it. So you fit like a glove into that circumstance. But what you bring up sort of gets us to focus on the reality of what farmers make. Some would say, oh, how can you make a living on 3 or 4 acres of land? Well, there are a lot of people who do because of the way they concentrate the growing and the value of the products that come off of it. Because, as you know, lots of the big farmers are using hundreds and hundreds of acres of land to make a living. And it isn't necessarily always in the numbers, although I will tell you, a lot of dairy farmers are buying more and more cows because they can't make it on 50 or 100 cows, so they buy 400 or 500 thinking it won't take them any more help, and they don't look at all the ancillary things, but they can make more milk and maybe make ends meet if they have more animals, but that doesn't, that dog doesn't hunt, as we say. So in this circumstance, in the environment that we're in, you had to go off the farm and work. Tell us about that and the decision. Was it a decision made out of disgust or reality? Because a lot of people are in the same place that you are. A lot of family farmers are having to do all kinds of things in order to be able to stay on the farm and grow food for us.
Yeah, I feel very lucky that the job I found, I was very passionate about, because the mission statement is at Cornucopia is to promote the economic justice for family farmers. So I feel like I can still work, and my whole life is surrounded by farmers. My husband and brother now have taken over the operation. But I want to clarify that, you know, we are very good farmers. We produce a lot of food. We gross about $40,000 per acre. But the problem is that we are hoping to directly market that to our community. And where there are communities and where there's a good market for organic produce, land is very expensive. And right now, you know, where we are, water rights is the big issue. And so just to get, you know, a 30-acre parcel with water is about $1 million.
That's where we're all up against. Food for thought as we continue on the American Family Farmer.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Actually 34 after the hour now on the Good Day American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you into the lives, into the back rooms, if you will, of the American Family Farm. Is this a bucolic myth? The economic realities of what farmers, small farmers, have to face. Used to be able to make a living. Now it's hard to. Your farm in Durango, Colorado, is like a lot of others. You have CSA members. You've got people in restaurants, I'm guessing, maybe even in food stores that are buying your products. And you have what would be almost a year-round business, right? Isn't that really what
That's
it takes?
That's correct. To, yeah, we grow with tunnels, so we're able to grow year-round.
Yeah, right. So going back to the way it was, back to if we had a better educational system in our country, we'd be learning what happened to the farmer during the Dust Bowl years of the 20s when a lot of these subsidies were started, and they did help the family farmer. Now there are some programs, but for the most part, and you make a wonderful argument or a strong argument as to how the government ought to be moving the subsidies away from the large-scale operations to help people like you and me. I don't really want them. I don't want to have the government in my business, but there are certainly a lot of people who deserve and need to have the support that aren't getting it. So what do we do? Just make a lot of noise, yell louder, or what? What do we? How do we fix this
I think
problem?
We're trying to right now, and there are some good organizations that are, you know, attempting to work with the government and see if they can change some of the policies in the Farm Bill. It's a very small percentage, but the National Young Farmers Coalition is active in our community. But really, it's a movement that's very grassroots, and it's happening locally. And I know that in Durango, one of the main reasons why we moved here is because the community seems to get it. They very much support our farmers market, and you know, the values of local food are there. So you know, they appreciate the greater nutrient content, the fact that we choose varieties for flavor, not shipping. You know,
yeah, but they don't want to pay you. The problem with this, and this is what I found in my, I charged $11.50 a gallon for the raw milk that I sold on my farm, and I could sell 100 gallons a day. I would like to be able to sell 1,000 gallons a day, but there isn't the economic support. And I think that's the problem across the board, whether it's regular agriculture or organic food. People, unless, I mean, the locavore movement is something that's so strongly rooted in what we're all about and supporting what we're trying to do, but there still is a great resistance to paying the price of having this food. It is not cheap, and we have a lot of cheap crap that comes in here from other countries that you're fighting with. I mean, that's really the bottom line, isn't it?
We pay for it one way or the other. I mean, we have the most expensive health care in the world, and the country right below us is, I think it's Norway right now, but their health care system is about half of what ours is. So, I mean, there's a lot of problems there, but there's the externalities of the way that we are producing food now. There are environmental costs, you know, and some of these are things like animal welfare. You know, do we value that as a society? Right now, it appears that we don't. There's a very small percentage of people that think it's important for an animal to be outside. So I just feel that we do pay for it. It's just going to be, you know, the tragedy of the commons, and that's what's happening now, is that we're paying for it as a society. But we could get rid of all of those problems if we really invested locally and supported the farmers that are really healing the communities.
All right, so those are words. How do we do it? How do those who want to support, how do farmers get their act together? What I've found in doing this program and in my own reality, most of the younger spokespeople for this movement are women. There are many more women who own farms than used to be the case when I was a kid. The older people, the older generation that we're looking to for leadership is, and I think this is one of the things that you talk about, the older farmers don't have family members who want to take over, so more often than not, they're selling the land either to developers or other farmers if other farmers know that it's available. But as you put in to really strong perception of perceptive terms a few minutes ago, what's an acre of land worth with water accessibility? You can put a lot of houses in certain circumstances on an acre of land or 100 acres of land. I have 114 acres of land. I actually have 140 in this community and had another 140 in another community. And I couldn't afford to keep paying the taxes because the, you know, and the town doesn't support agriculture. There are only three or four farmers left. And they, you know, they're always chasing us around for things. Oh, you got too many old vehicles on your property, or you got to clean it up. There's too much dust. I mean, this is nonsense. But this is the way they think because they don't know any better. And that's really, I think, part of the problem.
I think there are some communities that are really paving the way. I know that land trusts, I think most of them in the country are very traditional in that they just set land aside and pay, you know, usually it's a very rich landowner because they own this, but it, not always, but in our community, a lot of the land trusts are just giving tax breaks to the very wealthy who own the land at this point. But I think they need to be much more creative. In the Hudson Valley, there's a nonprofit called Equity Trust that actually pays the difference between the real estate value of farmland and the agricultural value, which is dramatic. But there's agreements between the trust and the farmer that then buys the land. And in many cases, the farmer is actually owning the land, but they have to farm it in a way that is agreed upon between the trust, and that is, you know, heavily the community is involved in that. So I just feel that we need to be more progressive with our land trusts and not just set land aside and give tax breaks for that, but to actually make it so that farmers can own their own land, because only then are they really able to take care of the land and invest in it. I don't think it's fair. Right now, if a farmer wants to live by the community that they're directly marketing to, which I think is a beautiful thing because of community-supported agriculture, the community can actually visit the farm and be part of it, then a lot of times they are renting land, and I think that needs to change. I think farmers have a right to live by the communities that they are selling to, and I think that they have a right to own that land. And so land trusts are a way that we can make that happen. We just need to be more creative.
Well, there's a lot of that, but getting people to understand the value of good food. Do you feel like you're in competition often with the larger farms? Are there larger farms in your area? And I wonder what your relationship is with them, if there are a lot of them around.
I have to say I don't, because our farmers market and our community is very strict about who can sell there. And our community is knows us. But that's the problem. If I still feel like our community is telling me, you're never going to be able to afford land, so you're going to have to farm 2 hours away. And when that happens, when we're telling our farmers to leave our communities to find land that's affordable, that connection is lost. And then the people don't know how we're farming, how diversified our farm is, and the environmental benefits of our farm. So once you lose that connection where the community can come see how you're actually doing it, then you run into problems. But I believe that our farmers market, if it has the right regulations that only allow certain types of farmers to sell there, our community has done that. And so I don't feel that competition right now.
There is a way, where there's a will, there's a way. You know, the old expression, and I think that's part of what we're trying to bring to the surface here. Lindley Dixon is a farmer and also an advocate. She works with the Cornucopia Institute, which is basically an outfit that is working for economic justice. I like that word, for family farmers. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Are anti-establishment candidates a positive sign? I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and it's your country. The spectator sport known as the political season is in high gear and more intense than ever before. We saw the slow-motion collapse of the Democratic Party this decade with the loss of hundreds of state and national political offices. Now we may be watching the fast-motion collapse of the Republican Party, with anti-establishment candidates gathering the vast majority of presidential primary votes. Nearly 70% of the country thinks America is heading in the wrong direction. Our economic recovery is the slowest on record, with 1 in 5 Americans on food stamps and 1 in 3 on welfare. Who can blame the voters for being upset? Maybe the trouble in both political parties is a positive sign. Americans are searching for alternative ideas and leaders and are willing to take chances with outsiders. I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and remember, it's your country.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. 2 pillows for the price of 1. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the the promo code DS.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on dairy, as you know, or many of you know, have been listening to this program for a while, or you listen to my Good Day program. You can Google me, and one of the things you'll find out is that I am a dairy farmer. I've been in the dairy market for pretty much my entire life. It's on my mind a lot. So when I look around and see that last week, 47 truckloads, 84,000 pounds of milk in each truck got dumped because the prices of milk are so low, the market is glutted. People can't, when the trucks are dumped, they don't get paid. But they don't want to. It's a protest in a manner of speaking. I would like to think there's a better way to protest than doing that. It seems like such a waste of the cow and what it produces and the energy of the people who have milked the cow and all the work that's gone into about 15 people along the way are involved before you get the milk from the cow to the milk. This is an important consideration, it seems to me. June is National Dairy Month. There are dairy festivals going on in lots of the dairy states. Vermont, Wisconsin, you go further out. California is now a big dairy state. And none of them that I can see are dealing with this problem of oversupply of milk and the ridiculously low price. Farmers think, I'll produce more and at least I'll be able to get through because I'll use the same help and there's more concentrated winning if you have more cows. I don't subscribe to that. I think that there's another way of doing this, and that is finding other markets. Either you sell the milk yourself. And I know it's not possible for everybody, but I did it. I sold raw milk in my dairy store on my farm. Did I have to still send some of it to the processor? Yeah, but for the most part, I sold. A lot of people are doing the organic thing. But certainly don't give in to the pressures. That's my advice to you of selling cheap milk. I want to spend a few more minutes with Lindley Dixon here on the American Family Farmer as we review what it is that can help modify, I guess is the right word. I was thinking a couple of other words. The production of food, what it costs to do it, and get farmers to stay. We all say we love the family farmers. I listen to local politicians here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, Lindley, tell me, oh, we love our farmers. And then they vote against pretty much everything that comes before town meeting or the Board of Selectmen to help keep the farmers going. It's the sense that I have of whatever it is, that somebody wants a photo op. Okay, we're going to take our picture. And then the hypocrisy of what they say and whatever is motivating them, especially since they're neighbors, and if we can't survive, there are going to be 400 houses here. You know, you just don't understand what people's motivations are. And that's what I think bothers me. When you set forth your ideas, we have great food, but we don't want to pay for it. So farmers can't afford to own the land. They can't afford to keep farming. It's silliness, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's very important that farmers aren't isolated. And right now I feel that we really, even though our community very much supported what we were doing and wanted to buy our food, pay a little more for it. We really are in this alone. And so many people come up with the answer, I'm going to give you my backyard. You know, I've got 10 acres farm in my backyard. I just don't think that that will benefit us in the long run because, you know, a farmer deserves, first of all, we have tunnel production, and so we need to live right on our farm. We farmers are constantly working. So they need to live there, and we invest so much into that land, so it makes no sense. And we've developed three different plots over 6 years because the farmer changes, I mean, the landowner changes their mind and decides to sell the land, and that's what happened to us last year, why our farm had to get smaller. So farmers need to own their own land, and they need to do it by the communities that they sell to. So that's the main goal. That's what we're working towards.
And this organization, actually, I've talked to Equity Trust before. I may do it again to see how they've grown. There's a place for you to come up with some sort of help in terms of food production on land that you own, which seems to be the major source of frustration for many of us. Thank you for underscoring this, Lindley. What a great story you have. Continue to tell it. And anytime I can be of help, please let me know. Lindley Dixon from the Cornucopia Institute and Adobe House Farm in Durango, Colorado.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Whey's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Whey. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, from the Good Day program with another commentary. This time I'm prompted to talk about the seafood industry because of something somebody got back to me. A fellow named Andy Grant sent me a note that suggested I should spend more time talking about the seafood industry as a part of American farming. And I thought about it a little bit, and I think, yeah, to a point, I don't want to get carried away with this, but I do think that part of the consideration for American family farmers, some of them anyway, that live on the coast, is to do fish farming. And whether or not this is a way to enhance the value of your farm, I know that one of the things that's of concern is the quality of fish that we're eating and why a family farmer who lives on the coast might consider doing fish farming, because the competition that you would have is usually pretty poor. And because more and more people are interested in seafood because it's packed so full of nutrients, the proteins, the vitamins, the omega-3s, that sort of thing. But if you look at what's going on in many parts of the world, there is a hidden poison that corrupts the purity of the seafood that we eat. It's mercury. Mercury has been in the environment forever. That's part of the plan. If you ever understand, you go to chemistry class when you're in high school, you understand what the makeup of the planet is, you're going to find mercury there. But the industrialization and use of mercury has caused the levels to rise a lot. And there's a difference between organic mercury and inorganic mercury once it gets into the atmosphere. And a lot of it has come naturally. Again, we sort of want to blame industry, but there's a lot of volcanic activity and a lot of forest fires that also contribute, along with industrial pollution, the emissions from power plants and that sort of thing. The stuff gets into the water and then gets into the food supply through the fish. And there is a magnitude of this, especially in tuna, it would seem. Pacific Ocean, in fact, after the Japanese nuclear disaster a couple of years ago, the level of mercury seemed to rise. There have been a number of studies revealing that mercury is a problem more and more because of what we're doing in terms of making power. And this problem is going to double in the next 30 years. Mercury in tuna is an issue for me because I don't want to have any kind of mercury in my body. I've had it. I got it cleansed. I went through a program to detoxify my body, but I could feel it. It gets into your brain, really not good. There's nothing about mercury that's good. A lot of people think that it's the cause for various problems in children, ADHD. There's an argument that goes back and forth depending on which side of the community you're on. But I'll tell you, there's nothing about mercury that's any good for you, no matter what. And I stopped eating tuna fish. I used to eat a lot of tuna fish. I don't anymore because I'm concerned about the levels. And the levels are increasing in other fish as well. You can process some trace amounts of mercury. There are a lot of toxins in your body. You chelate them out. No adverse effects, but chronic exposure to doses of mercury from seafood beyond your body's ability to process it can cause serious problems. So that's a problem. How do you fix the problem? If you're a family farmer and you're wanting to get into the seafood industry, there are ways of putting, I wouldn't get into saltwater fish. I wouldn't get into freshwater fish because you can control the water, the purifiers that are available for the water to make sure the water is clean. That's the way to go about this. I think that the fish are a valuable source of nutrients. There are probably people like, if you had your own family fish farm and you promoted well, you could do, as we were talking to this other young lady earlier on, selling the food on the farm. People will pay for it. They won't go crazy, but they'll pay extra for it. So when you go to Whole Foods, you pay $20 a pound for a piece of salmon, and you're not even sure where it comes from. They'll tell you it's from the cleanest, most pristine waters in the Northwest, but you don't know that. Whereas if you're selling fish on your own farm that you've grown, you can certify, people can go look at where the fish are grown. I think this is a great way for a lot of people are doing hydroponics, use fish in that, or aquaponics. But I think this is another round of growth for the American family farmers. Canada is participating in this. A lot of countries in the European Union are participating. So maybe we ought to be thinking more about it, growing fish on our farms. Look into it. It may be a whole new source of great revenue, and I'm here to help you out, give you ideas on what to do with the resources you have to make American family farming great again. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S.
Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.